So the story that I'm going to tell you today is about Devin and Jesse. They loved their Big Nana. Big Nana was a big woman. She had a big, soft lap that could hold the both of them, even when they weren't tiny babies anymore. And she had big, soft arms that would wrap them both in big, squishy hugs. And she always knew which one of them was Devin and which one was Jesse, which is not something you can say for everyone. Big Nana had a huge smile and a big laugh. She had a big heart. A Big Nana could usually be found in her kitchen. She would always wear a red and white checkered apron with big cherries on the pocket, and she always mixed things in these enormous turquoise mixing bowls. And there was a cookbook that had a red faded cover that always sat closed on her hutch. There were scraps of paper sticking out of it, and the pages were all yellow and grease stained. Big Nana never opened that book. Whenever you wanted something like, say, chicken pot pie or macaroni and cheese, Big Nana would go over and she would put her hand on the cover of the book and she would concentrate really hard. And then she would smile and she would go and make whatever it was. Like the recipe had jumped magically into her hand and right up into her brain. She was magic like that. The most magical thing that Big Nana made were cinnamon rolls. They could wake you up from a deep, deep sleep. And they would run to the kitchen, and Big Nana would be spooning the icing onto the top of the hot rolls, and then she would put a sprinkle of raisins on the top of one for Devin and no raisins for Jesse. And she would put this enormous roll on a plate and put it down in front of them, and their eyes would open big and wide, as big as the rolls. And Big Nana would laugh, that big laugh, because she had a really big heart. And one day, Big Nana's big heart stopped. And their mother told them that Big Nana's spirit was so big that her body couldn't hold it anymore, and it let her go. Can we go see her? They asked. We'll see her tomorrow. You're going to see Big Nana's body, but the part of Big Nana that made her alive isn't going to be there. She won't be able to hold you on her lap or wrap you in a big hug, but we'll be able to say goodbye. So the whole family went to say goodbye to Big Nana, and they told stories, and a lot of them were about her cooking, and they all laughed a lot. It seemed strange not to hear Big Nana laughing. And after they had all said goodbye, they went to Big Nana's house, and Devin and Jesse were told that they could each choose one thing that they could take home. So Devin chose the nightlight that Big Nana always kept on in the hallway when they slept at her house. It had a fairy on it. And Devin chose a music box that sat on the bureau in the room where they slept. When you opened it up, it would play a song called Waltzing Matilda. So they carried these things out to the car and they held them on their laps. And their mother had a box of things that she had taken from the kitchen. They felt pretty sad when they went to sleep that night, even though the nightlight was on and Devin had opened the box so that they could hear the music. In the morning, their noses woke up before their eyes did. Cinnamon rolls. Had Big Nana come back? They jumped out of bed and they ran down the hall in their bare feet. And when they looked in the kitchen, they could see this huge turquoise mixing bowl. And when they ran in, there was their mother wearing a red and white checkered apron with cherries on the pocket. And the cookbook was open. Their mother did not have Big Nana's magic. But she was spooning icing onto these huge cinnamon rolls and sprinkling raisins on the top of one of them. And she put them on plates and she put them down in front of them, and their eyes opened big and wide. And their tears rolled down, adding some salt to the sweetness of those sugary buns. Because Big Nana wasn't there, but Big Nana was there. Big Nana's spirit was so big it filled up the kitchen. It filled up the whole house, and it filled up each one of them from the inside. Every time they thought of Big Nana was there.